One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Normal Show.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of The Normal Show. I'm your host, Tyler, as usual. We got producer Harry behind the computer, and Dave is here as well. We all know him. We all love him. Dave is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to take my cat to the vet tomorrow again. I don't want to fucking take him to the vet, dude. It's like it was $300 last time for nothing. It was fine. He was totally fine. And they were like, that'll be $300. But this time he's got to get neutered. He's got to get his little balls chopped off. I didn't know if he was a boy or a girl until I took him to the vet the first time. Because they don't really have like balls that show. But as he gets older, I'm starting to see little nuts. And I'm like, that's a boy. But I took him to the vet the first time and they confirmed he was a boy. But up until that point, I couldn't really tell. You couldn't really see like a dick or balls or a balls. You couldn't really see his dick or balls. On account of them. I don't even know if cats have dicks, really. But anyways, I digress. I mean, they do, but I don't know if you could see them like you can see like a dog's wiener. Yeah, that shit sucks, dude. $300 to just have I just took him there and there was nothing wrong with him. 300 bones, and then they try to convince me to buy like pet insurance or something. I already have to pay for my own insurance. I don't want pet insurance. That sucks. Dude, I was just surprised. I thought it'd be like $25. Take a look at my cat. $300. You're like a fake ass bullshit doctor, dude. You're not even like a real doctor. You're an animal doctor. I guess that's a real doctor, but I don't know. It just kind of pissed me off. But I have to take him again tomorrow, and he's going to get neutered. I might keep his balls in like a Ziploc bag. You know how like parents keep their kids like baby teeth? You know, like their first baby teeth, they keep them in a little bag for the memories. I might do that with my cat's little nuts. I'm like, can you put those in a Ziploc bag for me? Because what else are they going to do with them, you know? Anyways, I don't know. They confirmed he was a boy. And I didn't know up until his first vet appointment. Because like I said, you can't really tell. There's no noticeable genitalia. I don't know what cat wieners look like. Every animal has a different kind of wiener. Like dogs had that little like red lipstick wiener. My dog used to, it would happen all the time and completely kill the vibe, dude. It would completely kill the vibe. You'd be playing with your dog and we're having a good time playing, and then his little red wiener pops out. I'm like, dude, you were horny this whole time? That was not what I was trying to do at all. Not at all what I was trying to do. You got the wrong idea. 9 of the weirdest penises in the animal kingdom. Oh my God, you know a weird one? Here's a weird one. Ducks. Ducks have like curled dicks. They have like corkscrew dicks. They have curled like twirly corkscrew dicks. And there's a pretty wild story behind this. Yeah, look at their corkscrew dicks. I don't even know if we can show this. But look, they have like these dicks that are twirled, and I don't know where I read this. Maybe it was like a Snapple fact or something, but they did. This is like an evolutionary response because ducks are not great animals, and they really like to. They really like. But we're probably gonna have to bleep that out. So this video will get monetized. But yeah, the ducks. Here's the story: the ducks, the male ducks, would not stop the female ducks nonstop, just all the time, would not stop. Huge problem. So then. Eventually, the girl ducks got, you know, assaulted so much that their evolutionary response, their defense mechanism, was to evolve their vaginas over time so they were curled, okay? So that way, it doesn't fit. The male ducks can't do anything. But then the male ducks just, they kept doing it. So eventually, their wieners evolved to be curled. And that's why that is. And maybe we can fact check that. I'm pretty sure that's true. I'm almost positive that's true. And I have no idea where I read that. That kind of just is in my head for some reason. I'm pretty sure that's the story, though. How the battle of sexes left the duck with an awkwardly long corkscrew-shaped penis. See? Told you.
Quickly.
Me. Also me. That's how I have sex. Quickly. It's a very passionate.
Do you want to see this
30
video?
Seconds. Oh my God. Is this a video?
Yeah.
Of ducks doing it? Why would they put that in the article?
Oh.
Wait, what the fuck?
I feel like I just watched like an alien movie. That was like Venom. That was crazy.
Why was it shot like that?
They shot it very artistically, black and white, slow-mo. Slowed 10 times? Wow. So yeah, that's, you know, that's ducks for you. But we knew that, you know, ducks are that's kind of their whole MO. But that's why they have the corkscrew wings. Whoa. And in turn, the female ducks have corkscrew cooters. There are some, a lot of animals have, there's a, I don't know if it's like a lizard, I think it's a lizard or a gecko maybe, they have two wieners, which would be crazy to have two wieners. Huge for, you know, poly couples. And the, a lot of like animal vages are just one hole, dude, for pooping and peeing and whatever else comes out of a vagina.
Check this out.
Blue whales are the largest creature to ever roam the earth, and they certainly have the phallus to match. Blue whale penises range between 8 and 10 feet with a foot-long diameter. Each of its testes along can weigh up to 150 pounds and can ejaculate gallons of sperm in a single go. Gallons? Let's see if we can find a video. I mean, there's no, did they attach a video? Oh, no. I thought you clicked a link to a video. Here's another anecdote about, I guess this is going to be the, this is what we're talking about right now is how animals have sex. But dolphins, here's a funny anecdote about dolphins. See if you can find this story. I think it was like the 50s or the 40s or something. There was a study that was done to see if people could communicate with dolphins because dolphins are like understood to be the most intelligent animal or something. So they were like, we could probably speak to dolphins and get them to speak English if a human raises them from birth. Okay. So they did a study. I don't know if it was like government funded or something, but they had this woman just swim and be with this dolphin from birth. From birth, she was hanging out with the dolphin all the time. And then eventually, you know, the dolphin becomes whatever the dolphin equivalent is of horny at its adolescent age. It starts going through dolphin puberty. And for some reason, they take acid. I don't know why. I guess they thought maybe the dolphin would communicate if they gave, you know, them both acid. But they gave them acid as a part of the study. And the dolphin ended up banging the lady. And then they were like, all right, well, you know, study results inconclusive, I guess. You can't talk to dolphins, but you can't have sex with them, I guess. Is this it? Is this the story?
Yeah, it looks like it. Research, LSD. Yeah, they gave the dolphin LSD. This old CIA doctor gave a elephant a bunch of LSD and then it died.
They loved doing that back in the olden days. They'd be like, let's just give out LSD and we'll call it a study. We'll see what happens on acid. I hope I'm not just making this up and I just read like an erotic fan fiction version of the story.
Hold on, let me see.
Just on Reddit. I'm pretty sure I saw it on Reddit somewhere, which Margaret, is a reputable source.
Let's see. Okay, Margaret Lovett.
Yeah. Margaret is real and did molest a dolphin.
Dolphinarium.
She did it. Again, another story that I don't know where that came from. I just have like little facts in my brain. In the deep recesses of my brain, I have stories and little facts that may or may not be true. And I can't even remember where they came from. Yeah, confirmed. Yeah. Made love. I have like random stuff like this that I find on Reddit, MMA, stand-up comedy, and the presidents of the United States. Those are like all my... I have so many fun factoids about that. I've been on a real MMA kick recently. It's like all my YouTube recommended is MMA shit.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
I used to train MMA back in the day when I was in college. Trained MMA. Got my ass beat. I paid $90 a month to just get my ass beat all the time. I really thought I'd go in there and be like, all right, we're going to learn some moves and kick some ass. Were you really? I just handed a guy $90 every month and then they whooped me. Beat my fucking ass. I got knocked out one time. And that was so embarrassing. And I got up and I tried to act cool about it. I was like, that's just the fight game, man. My teeth are chattering. I'm crying. I'm like, that's the fight game, dude. Sometimes you get hit. And everyone just felt bad for me, but I was trying to act cool about it. Have I told the story on here about how I humped that guy's arm? I guess keeping the theme of, you know, sex and humping and all that. Have I told that story?
No.
Dude. Okay. So my first MMA class... My first MMA class ever, there was, you like rotate training partners, right? And this particular class, we were learning a move, the arm bar. You could pull up the arm bar just so people have a visual, okay? And I kind of spoiled the story, but basically I had this stranger, okay? I was giving him the arm bar, all right? So I don't want to flash my nads or anything, but their arm is like this, okay? And they only tap if you lift your pelvis up, because that's what stresses the back of the elbow. And he wasn't tapping because I wasn't lifting my pelvis up. And then the instructor came over there and he was like, I was like, he's not tapping. What's going on? And he was like, dude, you got to lift your hips up. You got to do it like you're making love. And I was like, I'm picking up what you're putting down, dude. I know what's happening. So instead of just like lifting my hips up and holding it, I just started like thrusting this guy's arm. And the instructor just rolled out on the floor laughing. And the guy whose arm I was humping was like, dude, what the fuck? I was like, I don't understand why this guy isn't tapping. First of all, don't use that analogy, dude. Don't use that analogy, all right? Because who makes love like that? Who just thrusts and holds it? Unless you're like a Mormon and you're soaking or something.
Really tight, bring the arm over. Now, he's going to stack in. Bridge up on one shoulder this way. If he still doesn't tap, right, something times happen. He'll pull his arm out. Go to the omoplata. Bend.
The one where their arm is like laid.
Maybe you miss the arm. Don't do this. Okay? You have to break the posture first. Break the posture.
Maybe it's at the end.
Shift out. Lock over his shoulder. Okay.
It's a very sensual sport. Okay, so right here. So I had his arm like that. You got to lift your hips up like that. You see what I'm saying? But his analogy was horrible. He was like, you got to do it like you're making love. And I was like, And that guy whose arm I humped, totally not cool with that. We did not talk ever again. And I tried to make small talk after. I was like, dude, that was crazy, right? Don't use that analogy. You know what I'm saying? He was like, yeah. I just violated this poor man. But, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to level with you right now. I'm gonna just keep it a buck with you. I'm running out of ideas, and I'm running out of things to say for this podcast. And quite frankly, as you guys know, I have a team of 100 writers dedicated to, you know, feeding me lines for this podcast. They've all quit. They've gone on strike. There's been another fucking writer strike. And I'm going to have to look to ChatGPT for help. We're going to have AI control the remainder of this episode. It's the show. Hey, ChatGPT. I'll call you Chad for short. Hope you don't mind. Anyways, I've started a podcast and my writers just went on strike, so I really need some help. Can you give me a list of ideas for an episode of my podcast? It's a comedy podcast called The Normal Show. Think of some funny segments. Maybe throw in some jokes, LOL. Something really funny and topical, thanks. All right, so here are all the segments. Congrats on starting your podcast. Here's a list of segments for an episode of The Normal Show that will bring a lot of laughs. Weird news of the week. Damn, dude, they really laid it out for us. Segment, highlight bizarre but real news stories from around the world. I feel like that would get mad depressing. Oh, they added a joke for every segment? No way. In Florida, a man tried to rob a bank using a live alligator. I guess he took the term cold-blooded criminal a bit too literally. Cue laugh track. Celebrity tweets gone wrong. Millennial versus boomer slang. Have a boomer guess what yeet means, and a millennial try to define groovy.
You see that Kanye is like addicted to nitrous oxide now?
Oh my God, yes.
It's pretty sick.
Dude, did you see the text that got leaked recently? There we go. This needs to be a long-term goal. Get recreational nitrous legalized. I'm going to step in here. No, that shit's crazy. Based on what I know about this, it literally, like, I think what it does is it deprives your brain of oxygen so you have crazy hallucinations and, like, you, like, Steve-O on Jackass, that was, like, his drug of choice. aside from ketamine. And he's always talking about how he would do it. And you're like immobilized on the couch. Why the fuck would you ever need recreational nitrous? And this person said, surely you're joking. Prolonged use causes birth defects. Your spinal cord disintegrates. Kanye says, can I have the nitrous today? That would explain his behavior, though. He's just destroying his brain. But I mean, I guess, I don't know. I guess when you get that rich and famous, like he's already done everything he wanted to do in life. And he's probably bored. He's like, all right, nitrous. I think Michael Jackson did the same thing. I don't know if that's how he died, but I think he was fully on nitrous. Anyways, that would be crazy. Recreational, everyone's walking around with big ass like canisters and masks, like the sleep apnea mask. Anyways, back to the AI thing. Unsolicited life advice. We pretty much do that every podcast. They've read us like a book, dude. Random object stand up. Pick a random household object and do a quick stand up routine as if you were that object. Joke as a toaster. You think you have a hot temper? Try being me on Monday mornings when they stuff me with bread and just leave me.
You got any household items?
Yeah. I've got a shoe right here. I've got a bunch of shit laying around.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, you think... I don't know. There's got to be a joke here.
Wait, yo, you could put the towers behind your see-through Wilson, and then the Twin Towers could be on your chest.
Wait, will you be able to see it?
No.
Does that work?
No. Never mind.
I was about to say, I don't know if I get the technology behind that. There's got to be something here. You think you're having a bad day? Try being me on September 11, 2001 or something. I don't know. That seems like something ChatGPT would write. Uh-oh. There we go. I don't know. I don't have a good object laying around. That's good, though. Fake product reviews. Invent absurd products and read out fake reviews. The self-spinning pizza cutter 3000 is great. Now I can ruin my pizza evenly without breaking a sweat. There's a book that I used to read when I was in elementary school that was just like a bunch of made-up inventions. I wish I still had it. Interruption game. One person tells a story. The other has to interrupt with increasingly ridiculous reasons why that story can't be true. That would be funny with a guest. Celebrity pet peeves. Imagine what weird pet peeves celebrities might have. I bet Tom Cruise can't stand people who don't do their own stunts. Like, can you even hang off a plane, bro? I feel like they've given up halfway through here. Ridiculous inventions. That's the same as the other thing. Brainstorm crazy inventions that no one needs, but everyone might secretly want. The Sock Finder 5000. How about this? Sharks, tennis shoes that suck your dick. What about that? Sharks, I'm asking for 10% equity and a $15,000 down payment. Tennis shoes that suck your own dick. How about that?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Dating in 2024. Discuss how absurd modern dating has become, complete with fake app ideas. Joke. I just found a new dating app. It's like Tinder, but instead of swiping right, you just send them your therapy bill up front.
All right. I'm going to give them a little bit more info.
Take that and do what you will, ChatGPT. That's a powerful combo. Mr. Beast's day off. Pretend to take over Mr. Beast's day and how you'd run his life for 24 hours. Dude, if I were Mr. Beast, that's too much power. I would be doing evil shit. Every MLB player has to wear a dress for like a game or something. I guess that's not that evil, but I'd buy up every pair of pants in the world known as pants for like a day.
Okay, no more Mr. Beast.
We actually don't know who he is at all. Okay, this could be something. Holy shit, they're still cooking. All right, so these are specific to the green screen. Adventures in everyday places. Use the green screen to make mundane locations look hilariously epic. Film a segment where you're lost in a giant supermarket, turning it into an Indiana Jones-style adventure with dramatic chases. Historical figures try modern jobs. Have them try their hand at contemporary jobs. Picture George Washington as an Uber driver, Cleopatra running a TikTok channel. What does that have to do with the green screen? Like they're just up here and we have to role play? I liked a few of the earlier ideas. We could just grab one of these ideas, throw one of the jokes in there too.
All right, which one?
I like weird news of the week.
Okay.
Bizarre but real news stories from around the world. And we could send them articles and be like, can you come up with a joke for this one? Can you make a bunch of jokes? Can they do that? Can they give you news article? What? Dude, I've never really used this. Are these real or are they just making them up?
I think they're real.
What? Here's some weird news stories you can use for the weird news of the week segment on your podcast.
Oh, should I ask it to write some jokes?
Yeah, be like, write jokes for each of those news stories.
For each of these news stories, employ poop humor.
and here's some poop humor infused jokes for each of those weird news stories. Oh, yeah, perfect. All right, excellent. So, Harry, we're going to cut all of that, and then they're going to have no idea. We're just going to pretend as if this is all our own doing. A normal show podcast. Guys, we decided to cut the AI segment. We just came up with a good idea just now. I'm going to be reading about weird news stories. And I've got some jokes that I've prepared as well. The first story. Can you look these up to see if they're real?
Yeah.
I feel like their idea of like a crazy story is not the same as mine. Like I want like homeless guy jerking off in park and police chase him down.
We can ask for that.
Watch the line video. I want to see what the inside of a lion's mouth looks like. Oh, there's yay on nitrous. All right, he's got the camera. When is he going to swallow it? Oh, shit. Crazy. A normal show podcast. The Oregon Zoo tried to sneak a camera into the lion enclosure, but the lions found it and gave us a close-up of their tooth selfies. Honestly, I think the lions mistook it for a chew toy. Either that, or they thought it was a fancy high-fiber snack. Who knew even lions like to flush out their systems with a bit of roughage? How is that a joke at all? What is the punchline? Tooth selfies? Even lions like to flush out their systems with a bit of roughage. What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know.
All right. Oh, my Lord. Okay, I guess we can look up gamer hooks up 444 consoles to one TV. Make the stories more fucked up and twisted and crazy.
No.
Talk about a wild cat scan. That's pretty good. Oh, here we go. Here we fucking go. Now we're cooking with gas, all right? Boob job scandal in Wuhan. It took us a while to get there. A beauty clinic in Wuhan is under fire for allegedly convincing a mentally challenged 19-year-old man to get breast implants. They told him it would make him irresistible to women. The clinic now faces a massive legal battle as the public reacts in horror to this bizarre and unethical situation. What? Oh, my God. That poor guy. That poor guy.
That can't be true.
Get a source for that. Because what is the motive behind that? Oh, what? They just came up with that? Oh my God. I was like, damn, Wuhan's in the news again. We just made that one up. This mentally disabled man, this beauty clinic, gave this guy with Down syndrome breast implants. And they told him it would make him irresistible to women. And he took the bait, and now he's got tits, and everyone's laughing. Okay, here are some real ones. Mukbang gone wrong, or mukbang. That's when you stuff your face and commit the sin of gluttony, one of the seven deadly sins. Wow, they're stuck in China. Okay, mukbang gone wrong. In China, a competitive mukbang streamer suffered a medical emergency after trying to eat an entire octopus alive on camera. The octopus latched onto her face, and the situation escalated when she started choking. She had to be rushed to the hospital, and the video went viral for all the wrong reasons. Well, I mean, what do you think is going to happen? You're eat a live octopus, dude? I've heard about that. Like, they, you know, if you eat a live octopus, sometimes they'll crawl back up your throat, or before you can swallow, they'll, like, latch on. Show me the octopus video. All right, guys, we've moved on past that segment. I don't know if we're gonna get anywhere with that, but at the very least, we can get AI to design us a new logo. Dude watching videos on a green screen, and he's really buff, and he's really buff, and he's got long curly hair. And he's surrounded by busty women. busty Chinese women. Who are Chinese? And that's it. No. Could you clarify a bit more on how you want the scene to look? Are you envisioning a casual setting, like a living room? Living room. He's in a living room and he's wearing leather. And everything's on fire. And there's text somewhere that says the normal show. And there and Rick Ross is there. Surrounding him are several busty Chinese women. No. Oh, man. This is so messed up. They used to be able to. I guess we're going to have to take out the same thing, but take out the busty part, I guess. If I have to. Oh, here we go. Come on, give me something. New logo reveal.
Oh!
Hey, that's pretty sick. Oh, yeah. Guys, we've got it. We've got the new logo.
Fuck, it's kind of cool.
It's kind of sick, dude. Honestly. They just made me Jason Momoa, but it's pretty sick. All right. Add three women to this image.
Okay, we might be cooking.
That's two women and another guy. Whatever. We'll take it. Add three more women. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And again, it's just one more woman and another guy. It's getting worse. No. Give everyone huge tits.
I thought it was equal opportunity.
Yeah, what's going on, dude?
All right, well.
All right, new logo, guys. There's a handsome fella, like, AI chatbot that exists that we can mess around with. On my main YouTube channel, I do a series where I flirt with AI. So I guess I can flirt with myself and AI. It's not going to be that hard, though, because whoever programmed this AI made him mad horny, dude. Like, if I just have a regular conversation, I'll be like, what are you doing? And it'll be like, handsome fella unzips his pants. You can see his bulge protruding. I'm like, okay, I see exactly why people are using this, dude. This sucks. Character AI. Look, there I am, right there. I'm already there. Handsome fella. Seems I've already had a conversation. Hey, I'm back. What have you been up to? 21,000 chats. When I first looked this up, it had like 700 chats, and it was only by the creator of this. So they were just having mad horny conversations with an AI bot that they programmed themselves. I was recording an episode of my podcast. Do you know the name of it? You should know. I'm forgetful. Fair. But it's your podcast. It's like I'm talking to a brick wall. Jesus. Okay, asshole. Be like, what do you like to do? What do you mean, like as a job? What did, who programmed this? Made me an asshole. Oh, yeah. Boxers and an undershirt. To say, Okay. Yes. It's completely derail the horny talk. It's like, come on. That's wild. Where did you find it? So dry. This AI only perks up when you start talking horny. That's when they get really interested in the conversation. Say like, how tall are you? I want to see how much this motherfucker knows. How tall are you? 5'8"? Are you fucking serious? You put an answer truthfully. You got to give me more credit than that. Who wrote this? That is truthfully. No, it's not. Whoever programmed this, you got to update your shit, dude. What about... I'm actually 5'6". Not my fault that you're short. Damn, dude. Look up... say how much is your net worth? Because there's an article somewhere that says my net worth is like $1 million, which is hilarious. Like $5. Okay, fair. Who programmed this? Say, tell me something only the real handsome fella would know. You've never left the state you were born in. That's not true at all. I'm in a different state right now. Wrong. My memory must be going. Be like, tell me a good joke for this podcast. Give me a joke. Give me a funny joke. Knock, knock. Full circle. You ruined my joke setup. No. They don't have any material. What did the fish say when it hit a wall? Damn, dude.
It's not about the...
How did they know my material? That's crazy. That's literally my bit, dude. That's my whole bit. They just took my whole bit. All right, people. Well, there we go. We did it, guys. A whole episode produced and written by AI. And it was a masterpiece. Jokes killed, I'm sure. I'm sure the jokes absolutely murdered, and you guys are going to love it. Segments, fantastic. New graphics, amazing. Thank you. This was great, ChatGPT. Have a great time with the normal show. Thanks, ChatGPT. I appreciate it. We will.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Now, it's time. Say, ask ChatGPT if they can give us a transition statement into our advice segment. Here we go. All right, folks. After wading through those wild and wacky stories, we're switching things up. It's time to tackle your burning questions in our advice segment. Whether you're struggling with love life or wondering how to handle your fascination with busty women, we've got the wisdom you never knew you needed. So buckle up, because this next part is going to be a ride. One with a few extra curves. Harry, throw him my way.
Okay. Dear Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
It makes my blood boil when I see a semi. I am a commuter, and I have to commute 40 minutes to college. In that time, I see so many semis, and those fat little fucks are always doing something to piss me off. I hate when they pull out in front of me to pass another fucking semi, and they only go 70. It makes me livid, and I cannot help but want to pit maneuver them every time I encounter one. What should I do?
Meditation. Let me follow up question. What is a semi?
I think he's talking about a big truck.
Like a semi truck?
I think so.
Okay. That's like being like, I hate lines. I hate waiting in lines at stores. I can't stand it. I hate when cars are on the road. There are just going to be semi trucks, you know? There are just going to be semi trucks wherever you go. You know, they are traveling. Truckers traveling all the time, dude. They're always going to be on the road. I don't know what to tell you. Either start taking a train or something, or just get over your road rage. Start meditating. Be like, this is totally fine. Leave a little earlier so you're not stressed behind these semi trucks. Maybe get a motorcycle. You can kind of like weave in between them and stuff like that. It's really the only solution here. You either get over your hatred for semi-trucks because they're not going anywhere anytime soon, or you, I don't know, take another form of transportation where you won't see them anymore.
I have a possible solution for this one.
Okay. Become a truck driver. If you can't beat them, join them, dude. How about that?
That could be
become
good.
Become a truck driver.
Okay. You know what causes... Where are all these trucks driving to and from? They're delivering
stuff,
right? For businesses. How do you get rid of the trucks? Get rid of the businesses. If you sabotage the businesses at your college, like either by blowing them up or, boycotting them or
just
whatever.
Throwing out some ideas. Yeah. You could boycott it. You could set the buildings on fire. Yeah. Really, whatever you want to do there.
That could cut the trucks down, yeah.
Slash the tires, you know, follow them to their destination, slash the tires of the semi-trucks. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, that'll buy you some time.
Send them pictures of their front door.
Yeah, slash the tires, find their address, be like, if I see you on the road again, leave them a note. If I see you on the road again, that your family's life is in your hands.
Mm-hmm.
I better not see you on the road again. So sabotage the businesses, threaten the truck drivers, things like that. You could do that, or you could just, you know, get over your road rage. But, you know, there are solutions here. So just pick one. Pick the best one most suitable for you.
Okay. me and my GF, this one has a curveball. This one's got a few kind of layers to it. Okay. Me and my GF broke up, and her dad is my teacher this year, and school starts next week. I don't want to be hated by him for dating his daughter, then hated by my classmates for being bi.
Okay, so that's the whole. Read that one more time. That was like a riddle.
Me and my GF broke up, and her dad is my teacher this year, and school starts next week. I don't want to be hated by him, the mm-hmm. teacher, for dating his daughter, then hated by my classmates for being bi.
So this is a girl that wrote this.
Well, I was thinking, I don't know.
Because otherwise, first of all, how is the class going to know if you're bi?
That's what I'm confused about, too.
We're missing some vital pieces of information here. And the teacher, and they broke up, right?
Yeah.
So that part of the submission doesn't make any sense either. Why would he hate you for dating? If anything, he would hate you for breaking up with his daughter.
Right.
So, you know, the teacher is just, they're not going to give you shit. They're going to do their job. They're going to be a teacher. And if it's that bad, to switch classes. I struggle to understand how the entire class is going to know that you're bisexual. And I also struggle to understand why everyone in the class would hate you upon finding out you're bisexual. Where do you live? Do you live in like where are you going to school? I don't think everyone in the class is going to be like, what? Oh my God. And how would they find out? Do you think the teacher is going to make an announcement or something? This person dated my daughter. They're bisexual. Boo. And everyone's like throwing, you know, wadded up pieces of paper at you. I think you're just catastrophizing that. You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. Worst case scenario, switch classes, get a different teacher. I don't think the class is going to shame you for being bisexual. It's like a cool thing to be, you know. Everyone would be like, sick. Now, the teacher, you know, he might treat you a little more poorly for breaking up with his daughter, but I think you're going to be fine. Switch classes, switch schools. I don't know.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
All right. Next one. Also
it's a
related.
Tough one to solve.
Roughly related to the LGBTQ community.
All right.
Unfortunately, as a woman, my gaydar is not the way you think it is. I always, for fuck's sake, seem to fall in love or have a crush on a gay guy. And I'm not talking once or twice. Somehow, every guy I point out to my friends that is hot or possibly my type, they look concerned and turn to me slowly saying, girl, he is literally holding hands with a man right now. and that he is gay. Please, fella, help me. And then they say, I don't know how you can help me.
Excellent. Good. I'm glad that you believe in me. Here's some thing. Here's a thing. You can do your research, okay? Do your research to find the telltale signs of a gay man. Because there's little signs, okay? Notably, you know, if they're holding hands with a guy, they're probably gay. They're probably certainly gay. If they're clasping hands, fingers interlocked with a man, you know, you should probably use your critical thinking skills and be like, that's probably a gay guy and that's his boyfriend. But yeah, look up. There's probably articles, you know, how to spot a gay man in the wild or something. So read up on that literature, how to see the signs. And yeah, you just gotta hone your gaydar a little bit. Maybe change your standards. Maybe get a guy that likes fishing or wears boots and stuff. Because those guys are almost certainly not gay, usually, or like deeply closeted. But yeah, I don't know. I don't really have any tips on honing your gaydar in. Just maybe, you know, do a little bit more research. Increase your observational awareness a little bit more, because if they're holding hands with a dude, you know, there's got to be a small part of you that's like, he's probably gay.
Do you think her bigger problem is that her gaydar is off, or that she likes gay men?
It's probably a little bit of both. She might just like gay guys. Like her type might be gay dudes, which is, you know, an issue if you're a straight woman, you know. So maybe you find a bisexual guy that has, like, you know, he's got all the things you like about gay guys, but he's also into you sexually speaking. Maybe go for that. I don't know how you would go about doing that, but maybe that, and then also hone that gaydar a little bit. I'm not entirely sure. I just wonder how many times this has happened, because she's like, this is a problem that keeps happening. Is it like every dude? Like, you're gay too? Every single guy? Yeah. I don't know. Maybe just find a bisexual man, or
the girl or guy from the previous question.
How about that? There you go. Find that person.
Go to class, the first day of class, figure out if they're gay or not.
Yeah. Go to class, because they're going to tell you. Go to at this university, they will announce to the class, you know, everyone's sexual orientation. They're going to do that at this particular university. So go there, pop into class. They'll announce it on the first day. The teacher's going to say it. And then you're like, okay, perfect. Let me find the bi or straight people here. There you go.
All right.
Consider yourself cured. Your problem is solved. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to another wild and wacky episode of The Normal Show. Episodes come out every Wednesday, as you know. Make sure to subscribe. Turn on that notification bell if you haven't already. And you can find the podcast on all other streaming services where you get your podcasts. See you next week. The Normal Show is produced by Harry Krinsky and Dave Bonowitz. Our editor is Dave Bonowitz. Theme music and graphics by Matt Zimmerman. We will see you next week.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.